Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alarm goes off. You pop out of bed.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Run in the bathroom. Mm. Turn on the faucet of the shower.
And
nothing. It's a reality that some folks in Irondequoit were dealing with yesterday morning. And it's all fixed now. We'll tell you the story. However, when you find yourself in this situation, you've got a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those choices are good choices.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF around 2:30 in the morning. Sunday, a water main break happened in Irondequoit.
Damn.
Yeah, it was scary. Mm-hmm. And a lot of homes in the area did not have any running water.
That sucks.
Now, the good news is...
Good news.
...that Irondequoit jumped on it quick. They took care of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
By mid-morning, everyone had water back on. And luckily, it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
So unless you're a church person...
You didn't have anywhere to be.
Yeah, exactly. You can sit around unshowered, gross, balls smelling. Am I wrong?
Yeah, Sunday balls are the worst.
Bro, Sunday ball funk, man. You've been out Saturday night funking
great,
around.
Best name for a funk band of all time is Sunday ball funk.
We got the funk.
Sunday ball funk.
Damn it.
But the problem is with that, is sure, like I can all... You know, just chill out here on a Sunday and not shower. Mm. The problem is you don't know when it's going to come back on.
Yeah, this is true.
In that moment.
This is true.
Not knowing.
But let's say this happened this morning.
All right?
You get out of bed to take a shower this morning, no water. Do you go to work unkempt or do you find somewhere else to shower?
Well, we couldn't because we get up so early. You just had to go to work.
Okay, so yeah, we would
go banging on somebody's door at 3.
We would be going to work. But let's say you had a normal 9-to-5 job, right? You get up, you got to put on a shirt, maybe a tie, you got to dress nice, you're going to be around other people. Are you going to work unshowered?
I guess you'd go to a neighbor's.
Well, no, but you got to keep in mind, if your water's out, your neighbor's water probably out, right? Water
so
you'd
have to go to...
You almost cursed over no shower, you prissy-ass bitch.
Maybe you have some of those old wipes.
Okay.
Oh. You could do a wipe down.
Well, but they have to be human wipes.
Yeah,
you can't use like
the...
Clorox bleach.
No,
you can't. Don't do that. Do not do that.
I'm not saying like your whole body. You're telling me you couldn't use those like those wipes right
no!
there?
No! It's got bleach on it.
Yeah, but just under your pits balls.
No.
You got to bleach your balls?
Well, they all kind of are bleached. Pits, balls, butthole area.
Kimmy, can you Google what happens when you use Clorox wipes on human skin?
Because it's not pure Clorox.
Do not do that. Bro, your skin
what
gets...
What if I just dab my balls, dab my butt area?
You know that your like scrotum, anus area, it's the thinnest skin on your body.
Like literally when you Google this, the first thing that comes up is don't ever use Clorox wipes on skin.
Okay. All right.
How did you survive till now?
Because even Trump said, like, you could probably, you know, it would, like, cleanse you. And he's the president.
Okay.
And if the president says it, you can do it. Like, Nixon said that.
What did that sound like when he said it, Nixon?
I said, you know, Pat, why don't you wipe me down with some of those clean wipes while we watch the moon landing?
How many days can you go without a shower?
Zero.
0 days.
I get creeped out if I'm not clean. So I take 2 showers a day. If it's a weekend, if I'm out in the yard, 3.
3 showers a day.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, it drives my wife nuts.
Have you told my wife this? Because she's your dermatologist.
And you even say you're not like a sweaty person.
I'm not.
So it's weird that you feel the need to that many times.
But I shave twice a day. I shave my neck once a day, the back of my neck and all that. I hate grime, man. I hate hair.
Kimmy,
yeah?
How many days can you go without a shower going to work?
I don't like going... More than a day without showering.
Right, nobody like, okay.
No, I know. I guess if you have to, you have to. But I like the feeling of shower. Like, showering for me is like a reset on my day. Like, I enjoy taking a shower. It's peaceful. I just enjoy it.
Have you ever taken, like, a super long flight? I mean, like, one of these, like, 17-hour flights?
No, no.
Okay. It's the worst. And by the time I got to the hotel, it was, like, 30 hours.
Yeah, that'd be a long time. And traveling and everything.
I haven't brushed my mouth. I haven't done anything.
See, I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth.
That's
you brush
a
your
weird
mouth?
Way to put it.
Yes, my mouth. You don't brush your mouth?
Well, I get so it's called brushing your teeth, and you
no,
get your
but
mouth
I get
in
my
there.
Whole. I scrub my goddamn mouth.
Do you brush the top of your mouth?
Yes.
What a weirdo!
You're supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to brush the top of
That's
your mouth.
That's how you get halitosis. That's where it lives.
Can you brush the? Can you Google? Yeah. Can you brush? Should you brush the top of your mouth? No, halitosis is down here. It's not,
no, that's but it goes up to the roof of your mouth. So yes, so. 30 hours traveling, I get to the hotel, I'm exhausted. I should just pass out. I had to get a shower. I had to brush my mouth. I had to do all that stuff.
All right, I get that. All right, here's the question. The phone number is 222-6000 if you want to jump in. When it comes to this water main break in Irondequoit that happened yesterday morning, again, water's back on, everything's fine. If you cannot shower at your place and your neighbors are also without water, where, Tommy, is the first place you're going to get a shower?
I guess a friend that lives out of the area.
Which friend?
Or a relative.
Well, you don't have any relatives in town.
No, but my wife, I got a stepdaughter. I probably got my stepdaughter.
You're going to go, hey, honey, I'm here to, Papa Tommy's here to shower.
Stripping, I had to.
Stripping naked. Get that water hot. Brushing my mouth.
You should show up with like a scrub brush and a robe. Slippers. No, I guess stepdaughter would be first, then like you or Kimmy.
What makes you think I'm going to let you use my shower?
I feel sad for you that we're your second options.
Wait, you feel sad for me?
Yes.
That
yes.
I have you?
Yes.
Why? Whoa, whoa.
What?
You used my goddamn shower when you used to stay at my house.
I was house sitting for you.
Yes.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Right, you did a crappy ass job. You didn't even bring stinky oars in there. Stunk out that joint. Place smelled like onions and vagina.
Why do you think I needed so many showers?
I don't know what the hell you two were eating.
That actually. Kimmy,
yeah.
If you neighbors don't have a shower, you've got no shower. Where's the first place you're going to take a shower?
Probably either my parents would be the first place.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, but,
out in Hilton,
but I guess you'd have to go out of range. I mean, I'm assuming people around you probably also don't have water, so you'd have to go a little bit out of town.
So if you have a gym membership, that takes care of itself. You just go to the gym and shower.
Oh,
right?
I didn't even think about that.
Right?
Yeah.
You can do that. Yeah. Do you have a gym membership right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy, no gym membership.
No gym membership.
No, so you got to go to your stepdaughter's house, get naked and heat it up hot.
Yeah.
How close do you have to be with a friend to let them use your shower?
I guess a buddy, whoever you consider a buddy.
So you're telling me, like, if I called you, hey, man, I got no water. I'm coming over. Can I use your shower?
Yes.
You would have no problem with that.
You would think, everybody, come on.
I'd feel weird saying no to really anybody.
Anybody?
Oh, no, I could say some no's.
You would say no, though. Like, maybe you're not thrilled about it, but you still would feel obligated to let them shower, no?
Yeah, I guess you
like a coworker or something?
Coworker?
But how close?
I don't know. Let's say...
Spisano.
I've known Scott so for a long time.
You would let Scott, he's got the scrub brush in his hand. He's got a rubber, he's got a rubber duck.
Yeah.
You know he's got a rubber duck. He's ready to shower at your place. He comes in a bathrobe. Or are you letting him in the house?
I'd have to.
The shower is one of the, if not the most intimate space in your house.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Because, like, you know, you
they
have
can see, like, the soap you use and, like, your, no, your little judgy on your shampoo.
How about the hair that may be, like, plastered against the wall?
Oh, wait, hold on. But you got to bring your own stuff.
Why?
I mean, why?
I can't
If you use your own, or even if you bring your own stuff, you can still see what your, friends use.
But I expect you to bring your own product.
No, I'm not going
to
bring a shower caddy.
Oh, I would.
Why?
First of all,
I like my own stuff.
Yeah, wait. You would use somebody else's bar of soap.
Yeah, it's soap.
No.
It cleans itself. It's soap.
I would be weirded out.
What if there's like a gigantic, world's largest pube on it? Like, this pube is huge.
First, I would open up a roadside attraction.
Like, if it is curled up, like, it's like it's a pube in the attack position on the top of a bar of soap. You would use that soap. Would you pick my pube off of my soap?
I would pick your pube off the soap, yes.
And then use my soap.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's soap. It's,
but the soap's been all over my anus.
Yeah, but it's soap. Wait, bro.
It's anal soap.
When I was at your house sitting, you don't think I scrubbed my balls with your bars of soap?
Yeah, but that's my
soap. You don't think I left things in your shampoo after I left?
And I had nice soap. I always bought nice soap. Bro.
I think that would bother me more. Like, let's say I used, like, an expensive, like, the soap that you, not the bar soap, but, like, the soap gel. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And somebody used a ton of it. Wouldn't you be pissed if, like, half the bottle was gone after somebody came over and used your shower?
So that's why I don't use body wash, because I never know how much body wash I'm supposed to
use. You just pump it in your hand.
No, because, like, a little
goes... You should be used to that.
A little goes a long way. And every time I use, like, shower gel, I feel like I still have shower gel all over my body. Like, because I always use too much.
I mean, I'm like foam boy when I get done.
Wait, you don't use a bar of soap, you use gel.
So we switched over. I used to use bar of soap. I used to use that Aveeno oatmeal stuff.
Bitch-ass
bitch.
Oh,
my God.
You're such a bitch.
Well, no, I got really sensitive skin, so I can't have anything scented.
Oh, when you put it that way.
It's weird that you have sensitive skin, but you shower three times a day. Like, maybe that's the problem.
Could be. So now I use that Shea African
wash. The expensive stuff you talked about.
But it's like a big pump.
What? I used to use oatmeal and scented soap for my sensitive skin, but now I use African shea butter.
You know it's really good?
What's
and
that?
It looks weird as crap, but I'm telling you, man, it's the man. It's black soap. It also comes from...
Oh, is that like the charcoal soap or something?
Well, it comes from East Africa, and it's the man. Like, I don't know. It's super expensive.
It's weird to call the soap man, but sure.
But it's called black soap.
Black soap?
Yeah, and it comes out... It looks like tar.
That was my favorite Dolomite film.
Black soap.
Black soap!
Timmy does not know who Dolomite is.
Nobody should. We should know who Dolomite is.
Eddie Murphy's cousin.
Phone number is 226,000. We got Facebook messages coming in talking about the water main break in Irondequoit yesterday morning. Everything got taken care of by mid-morning, and it was a Sunday, so no big deal. Mm. But if this happens on a weekday, you wake up to
you
go to work. You are, right? You got to go find somewhere outside of your area to shower. You either got to go to the gym.
And I'll never feel right all day. Like, my whole day will be off if I'm not clean.
This comes in from Dan. Dan writes us, nobody is taking a shower in my shower other than me and my wife. My kids have their own shower. They're not allowed in my shower. I don't want someone's naked ass where my naked ass is.
No, that wouldn't bother me. Somebody in my shower.
Would you get in right after them?
Well, yeah.
They're naked. They get their ass water running down all over the floor, all over the side of the walls.
You mean like we pass each other in a shower?
Well, no. I mean, it would still be wet. Their ass dampness that had dripped down their leg would be all over your floor on your bath mat, and you'd be stepping in their ass water.
Okay, so.
Oh, ass water, keep on rolling. Zippy Moon got ass.
So, this is going to sound really bad. So, my wife has a rule in our house. With our shower.
Yeah.
You got to squeegee it when you're done.
Wait, seriously?
Every time. I mean, all the walls, the door, and the floor is squeegeed. There's a squeegee in there. And she wants you to do it every time you use the shower. So every time I shower, I have to squeegee the shower. So my wife would insist that if you use our shower, you would have to squeegee the shower.
Okay, hold on. Would you tell me that I had to squeegee, or would you squeegee
rule,
for
man.
Me after I left?
No.
You're not going to do my squeegee?
No, you got to squeegee.
I'm not going to squeegee. Oh, yeah, I know I did it. Totally squeegeed it.
I'm going to know if you didn't squeegee.
You're going to call me on not squeegeeing.
My wife will wait.
Your wife will not call me on not squeegeeing. And I love your wife.
No.
But
you know
I
what?
Ain't
I would,
squeegeeing no, crap.
She, but she, I would have to hear about it. How you're a non-squeegeer.
Don't bother
how
me,
you
man.
Disrespected our show by not squeegeeing.
Don't hurt me in any way. There is no way. Even if you were kind enough to let me use your shower, I am squeegeeing it when I'm done.
It's the most anal thing, man. But it is nice. It keeps the shower.
See, there you go. I knew you were on board with it. Like,
I know.
You play
I
it
know.
Off like
but the tile stays nice. It doesn't get all nasty.
You play it off like it was her idea. Well, you know, look back on it. Not a bad idea. All right, so go hop in the shower and thank God.
Yes.
For running warm water in your home and your squeegee.
Freedom water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.